Mr. President, I think we all understand that marketers have products they want to get out, and lists are a big part of their trade. But it is one proposition when the person on the list is an adult. It is quite another to be buying and selling and trafficking in all of this data and all of these lists on the very young. So I would say to the Senate, if you just spend a little time on the internet, you will see what I've concluded, that it is open season for the large-scale marketing that is targeted at very small children, and we ought to make an effort to draw some lines here. Yes, marketing is accepted and important with respect to adults, but I hope my colleagues will join me and Senator Stevens today in supporting a common-sense effort to limit the way in which data is used and commercialized about America's smallest children. Mr. President, I suspect that parents of very young children would not want their children's names and addresses, their email addresses, their ages, and other data treated as a simple marketplace commodity to be freely bought and sold for a profit with no questions asked. Yet that's exactly what happens every day. Parents may not be aware of it, but large list brokers routinely advertise and sell information on very young children for marketing purposes. Their lists cover millions of children and often include such data as ethnicity, family income, and hobbies or interests. One list broker has 20 million names of children in preschool through eighth grade. They've got all kinds of suggestions, and you can just see a few of the examples right up here that make it very clear exactly how great this potential market is.